Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money at
Menards. You're listening to The Intern Show with Rebecca and Melissa.
Hey everyone, welcome back.
Hey everyone, this is episode 9.
Wow, look at us, almost at double digits.
Yes.
Pretty exciting.
I'm so excited.
So to start, I have Apple Music.
Okay.
Which I know is controversial, but if you have anything else, you're wrong. Period.
No.
Period. Okay. Period.
I think I can talk because I used to have Apple Music.
No, you can't talk.
Yes, I can.
No.
So Apple Music, like, I understand, like, I think I had it more in its early stages,
mm-hmm.
so there wasn't a lot of, like, music that I listened to, like, some of the songs weren't available on Apple Music yet, so then I got kind of annoyed, but I think it's also really good for seeing, like, connecting with your friends. You could see what they're listening to, you could see all their playlists really easily, it's really easy to navigate, understandable, but I switched to Spotify just because, like, I think everybody was using Spotify, and then also I had the family plan, so now I don't pay anything for Spotify. My brother just pays it all.
So you can't talk because you're using it because it's free.
Yes, but it's so good because there was a point where I had both, where I would pay for Apple Music and then get Spotify for free because I had all of my old playlists on Apple Music, and I was like, oh, I don't want to transfer it all over. Like, that's a lot of work, you know? But I just stopped getting Apple Music because I didn't want to pay for it anymore. But Spotify, I think it's just the best. It's the top of the pyramid.
So I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Why?
So first of all, user interface on Apple Music is so much easier. As someone who also used to have Spotify for a very, very limited amount of time, I could not figure out how to use it. There's y'all number one.
Oh my God. Okay.
I could not figure out how to use Spotify. Couldn't figure out how to edit the queue. Could not.
What?
The colors are like, why does it have to be green and black?
It's iconic.
Not, no, iconic. It's not. You're so wrong. And then Apple Music, it's cleaner. It's an easier user interface. You may have not found a lot of music on it in the early stages, but
now it has everything.
Nowadays, there's never been a song that I couldn't find on there.
Understandable. Well, Apple Music
hooks up easier to your phone because I have an iPhone, and it connects easily to my laptop and my iPad and my watch.
Okay.
And it's great.
So you just,
and you're like, everyone's like, oh, well, we have Spotify Rewind. Okay, well, we have Apple Music Replay, and it's the same exact thing.
No.
It's the same exact thing.
It's whack. It's whack.
It's literally
Apple Music Rewind. Not
all I need to know is how many hours I listen to music and what my top songs were
and what my top artists were. There's your number two.
And I got all of those things. So what's the issue?
You need the whole thing. Because with Spotify, there's so many things that like come out. Like, do you know what Receiptify is? Receiptify?
Yeah, I've seen it.
There's that. There's like a bunch of like other like websites that you can go on, which like show you like some fun things with Spotify. I like that. It's cool. It's new. And then with Apple Music, why does it have to be pink? Like red. A red pink.
It's not pink.
It's like a red pink.
No,
is it not?
It's not. It's like a red.
Yeah. But it's like, and it's
so much cleaner. It's so much cleaner.
No.
And they have a lot of relationships with artists where they do artist specials and stuff, which I think is great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I could see that.
There's Apple Radio. It's so good. So
you're just living in like an Apple world.
I do. I live in an Apple world.
Yeah, you got everything Apple. Like, I'm looking at you right now. You got the iPhone. You got the Apple Watch.
I got the MacBook.
You got the MacBook. Now you got Apple Music.
And you know what? I've got my Apple Music student plan, which comes with Apple TV free.
Mm-hmm.
And I also pay for Apple Fitness. So
you're decked out in Apple.
I don't think Apple can do anything subpar.
Really?
Like, everything they create is amazing.
Okay. I just think Spotify, for me, I just like the black and green. I like, it looks sleek to me.
No.
Yes. I've always been like a dark mode person.
Yes.
You know?
I have mine on dark mode.
Yeah, well, Apple Music, before it wasn't dark mode, it was all white.
Yeah, but now another argument is invalid.
What do you mean?
I've had my Apple Music in dark mode for years. Check that out.
Yeah, but that's more recent. Like, a few years ago.
A few years. That's a long time.
Still, Spotify did it first. Spotify innovation.
You're wrong.
You're so wrong.
This isn't even what I was going to talk about. That wasn't my point. So, moving on, because obviously we just decided that Apple Music is better.
No.
So, I was listening to music in the car today.
Okay.
On the way to work.
Yawn
number three. I'm going to be way over 10. We took a bet before this how many times I would yawn. I don't know what's been going on with me lately, but it's been a lot.
What time do you go to bed? You told me.
When we're recording the podcast. I went to bed at 12:30, and I woke up at 9. I got like...
Yeah.
I got like 8 hours of sleep.
Maybe... Have you ever like noticed like when you sleep more, you feel more tired? Versus when you sleep just like...
I do feel that. Oh my God.
There's a problem.
Is that number 4?
Yeah, it's 4.
Okay, so when I was in high school, I'd get like 7 hours of sleep a night, and I could not stay awake during my classes.
Okay.
And I realized that my body needs 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night to function. So that's the lifestyle I've been living by. But now I'm thinking that maybe as I'm getting older, I need less sleep. Because I feel like, you know how old people only sleep like 5 hours a night?
No.
I think maybe I'm starting to regress to less sleep needed. But also, when it's less, I'm still tired. I think I'm just tired all the time. Oh my God. What is that, number 5? Number 6?
It's 5.
I'm like crying. Do you see me?
I see you crying.
This is really bad.
Have you ever had like energy drinks, like a Celsius?
No, I'm scared of those because coffee makes me shake, so I don't even know what would happen if I had a Celsius or a Red Bull or something. But I think another issue is that I'm a very active person, and when I'm not, I get tired all the time. So typically, I would wake up. I would wake up, I would exercise, or I'd walk to my classes, or I'd walk to go get breakfast in Italy, or like I'd get up and I'd immediately do physical activity.
Okay.
Whereas now, over the summer, I've been waking up and then just like laying in bed for a half hour, and then I get up and I kind of make breakfast, and then I get in the car and I drive for 40 minutes to get here, and then I get here and I'm just sitting all day. So I think it's because I'm living less of an active lifestyle that I'm just constantly tired. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't know. You go to a sleep specialist, please.
You think that'll help me?
Hopefully.
Like, I'm going to Disney World next week,
mm-hmm.
which is something else I wanted to talk about a little bit later. I'm going to be getting, like, maybe 6-7 hours of sleep a night, maybe a little more. And I'm going to be getting up early, and then I'm going to be just walking all day.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to thrive. Like, I mentally and physically thrive when I'm in an environment where I'm constantly doing things and I'm constantly moving around.
Yeah.
And I genuinely think that's the problem right now.
Maybe you just can't live such, like, a sedentary, like, lifestyle.
I can't. Like... It just makes me extremely tired. So I think when I go to Disney...
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, please like this podcast if you want Rebecca to go see a sleep specialist.
Yeah.
Because I think she really needs it.
No. Watch. I'm going to go to Disney World. I'm going to be getting up early and immediately being physical and, like, walking and running.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to need coffee. I'm going to be able to wake up at 7 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And just do my thing all the way until midnight when the park closes.
With
and
no
I will
coffee.
Be fine with no coffee and minimal sleep. I will be fine. I promise you. I think it's just because I'm, like, sitting all the time. Also, when I go back to school in a few weeks, I think same thing.
Because you're going to be walking on campus.
Yeah, I'm going to be active. I'm going to be social. I mean, I'm social here. But, like, I feel like my brain is always, like, out of it.
Yeah, I think here, I'm just, like, I think I'm always out of it when I'm here. I'm just, like, huh?
Yeah.
What's happening? But when I go to work, like, at my other job, I'm constantly working, like, walking around, like, lifting things, moving things.
Yeah, it makes an impact.
You know?
It does.
I think if I just sat at home all day, I would feel terrible, and I'd just be so tired.
Yeah, like yesterday, I didn't work. So I woke up at like 9:30. I laid in my bed for a while. And then, oh my goodness. Ugh.
Oh no.
I think it's because we're talking about sleep too that I'm yawning so much. I went and I got my nails done. And then I went to my doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to my grandparents' house. Then I went home. So I did a lot. But then I got home and I laid on my bed and I just fell asleep for like 20 minutes. And then I went to the mall and I walked around and
Which mall?
Was good. Smith Haven. Yeah, love the Smith Haven Mall.
Really?
Well, I don't know.
It's not my favorite mall. Like, out of all the malls on Long Island, well, you have like the beast of a mall, Roosevelt Field Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have, what is it? There's Walt Whitman Mall. There's, was it Sunrise Westfield Mall?
Yeah.
That mall's like dead.
Really?
Yeah, there's like...
I really like the outlets.
The outlets?
But I don't go often.
Well, there's the outlets in Deer Park and there's outlets in Riverhead. I feel like I've never been to the outlets in Riverhead, but I've heard like very good things about it.
Yeah, I was there recently and it was pretty good.
It's good? Okay.
I
think I only go to the outlets at Deer Park when I go, like, if I'm with friends and then we want to go see a movie.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So then I'll, like, plan a movie and then we'll go, like, walk around
shopping
afterwards.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I went to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did I do after that? I came home and I then went to dinner with my friends. So, but as, I don't know, I was good after I took my power nap.
But you're not good now.
I don't know what the issue is. Even, like, tomorrow, mm-hmm. I have to get up at 7, and I'm going on my family friend's boat,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to be swimming and going to the beach all day, and I bet you I'm going to be fine.
You probably will be.
It's because I don't do well living a sedentary lifestyle.
You're just, like, still the whole time.
Yeah, I need mm-hmm. to be... If we had, like, the desks where you could walk on the treadmill and do the podcast at the same time, I would be great. I would not yawn even once.
Mm-hmm.
But something about sitting...
Yeah, sitting still.
Still. Even, like, I don't know if you can kind of see by the
way. You're, like, shaking.
I'm always, you know how some people just are always, like, kind of moving their legs? Like.
Do you have ADHD?
No, I don't think I do.
Hmm.
It's not that I get bored when I'm mm-hmm. not doing anything. I love laying on the couch and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I love just, like, sitting on my phone and, like, relaxing and doing nothing. It's not that I'm getting bored or, like, I'm having trouble paying attention. It's that just, like, my body needs to be active. I grew up playing soccer and running track and playing, mm-hmm. like, all different sports. And now I'm not going to soccer practice 3 times a week.
Yeah.
So my body doesn't know how to function.
Well, when did you stop playing soccer? Like, after high school? Or?
Mm-hmm. But then I play, like, intramural at school.
Okay.
And I go to spin class and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. When I'm at school, I'm doing all this... I'm walking to classes, I'm going to spin class, I'm on intramural soccer, I'm on intramural volleyball, I'm on mm-hmm. intramural kickball. I'm doing so much stuff.
Oh my god, I played beach volleyball for the first time like a few weeks ago.
That's fun.
Beach volleyball is so hard.
Yeah, it is. Like, try playing beach soccer.
Yeah, I don't understand how you would do that. It's just, every time I move, my feet just sink into the sand. I'm not the fastest person, so it's just that, plus so much like setback.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because of the sand.
I played a beach soccer tournament, and mm-hmm. you have to wear these fancy socks
mm-hmm.
that help you, I guess. And it was really difficult.
I don't know how, like, people do it professionally while
yeah,
the sun
so
is, like, beating down on
yeah.
them.
And they have, like, those fancy
It sounds
sunglasses.
Terrible. I'll
yeah.
do it indoors. Fine.
I
Perfect.
Understand.
Love that. But
okay.
beach? No.
I'm going to go back to what I started talking
okay.
about
yes.
in, like, 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So I was in the car today driving to work
mm-hmm.
listening to none other than Apple Music. And Apple Music does this fun little thing where usually I play my own playlists.
Mm-hmm.
I make playlists all the time. I have over, like, 200.
Okay.
But sometimes if you just put on a song and you don't put anything in the queue and you don't play a playlist, you could put it on the little infinity symbol mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just queue up songs that they think you would like based on what you put on. So naturally, I started my car ride by playing... What's it called? Oh, I was playing the new Joshua Bassett song called Smoke Slow.
Okay. I've never
heard
of it yet.
Very good. I really like it. And so then, I don't know how Apple Music knows, but they must know all about the Joshua Bassett, Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina
no.
Carpenter drama.
Oh,
because
no.
here's what comes on. It's Smoke Slow, Joshua Bassett. Set Me Free, Joshua Bassett. Me, Myself, and I, 5 Seconds of Summer. Brutal, Olivia Rodrigo. Then two more songs. Then Crisis, Joshua Bassett. Then Why, Sabrina Carpenter. Then one other song. Then Only Matter of Time, Joshua Bassett. Then One Step Forward, Three Steps Back, Olivia Rodrigo.
They know.
They know. And so I wanted to know, are you invested in this at all? Do you know anything about this?
The drama?
I know it's like kind of outdated now, but It's come up in conversation multiple times recently, and I just wanted to know if you knew about it.
Well, okay, first of all, I don't know. Like, I never heard of Joshua Bassett before Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, that's so such a hard thing to hear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't. A bunch of, like, TikTokers, the most, like, I guess, influential TikTokers and everything like that, or the most popular ones, I have no idea who they are.
Like Charlie D'Amelio?
Okay, yeah. But Charlie, Dixie, Addison Rae, know them.
Yeah, I don't really. I know Noah Beck.
I have no idea who that is. Like,
oh, that's
I
weird.
Feel like you could just spout, like, a random name to me, and I'm like, yeah, definitely a TikToker. No, I have no idea.
Like, you don't know Troy Williams?
No, I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I made that up.
Yeah, don't know. Like, even the same, like, same thing when... Like, there were, like, big YouTubers. Like, that was, like, a whole era.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like, who half of them were. Like,
not really either.
Like, my best friend and I, we rewatched all of the YouTube rewinds last night. And there's just so many people I don't know.
Wow. Troy Williams is a professional basketball player. I didn't make up that name.
Oh, my God.
Interesting. Anyway, so you don't follow it at all?
Yeah. No. So, I know, like, that... What is it? Were they on the same, like, show together, or?
Yes.
Okay.
They were.
What show?
High School Musical, the musical, the series, of course.
Okay. Olivia Rodrigo, she wasn't on another show?
I mean,
was that
she
her
was in,
first,
like, no. Big show? Okay. Let me break this down for you. So, I'll give you the short version, because this literally did happen, like, a year and a half ago. So
okay.
I don't know if the viewers or listeners really care too much. Alas. So, Olivia Rodrigo gets her start on Disney Channel. She's
okay.
on the show, like, Bizardvark, I think.
Okay.
I didn't watch it. But then I hear that. Hold for yawn, please. Okay. I like cry too.
Welcome
a little
back.
A little fun fact for you quickly is that when I was in middle school, I was in chorus. And I, you know what I think the yawning is too? Is when I'm breathing a lot. Like when I'm talking, I'm constantly. So when I was in chorus, whenever we would sing, I'd yawn the entire time.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the other thing. I don't think I'm as tired as I'm letting on. I think it's something with talking and singing and breathing.
But you're not singing right now.
But it's the same thing.
You're
like,
talking.
I'm talking constantly,
okay.
Which is probably, like, taking up the same amount of breath and air and lung capacity as singing a song is.
Okay.
And when I was in chorus, I would yawn the entire time. And it would look like I was crying during chorus because I was yawning so much.
That's terrible. Oh my
anyway,
God.
So one of my favorite movies is High School Musical. I hear a little rumor that they're making a show called High School Musical, the musical, the series. So naturally, I'm going to tune in for that.
Mm-hmm.
So season one comes out on Disney Plus.
Okay.
I watch it with my roommates. Stars Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett. They're like the equivalent of the Gabriella and Troy of the show. They date in the show, they break up in the show, they get back together, all in the first season.
Got it.
So that all happens. Then COVID hits, so season two is delayed for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
While that, though, Olivia Rodrigo releases Driver's License.
Okay.
Everyone's like, whoa, it's got to be about Joshua, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then she releases Deja Vu, and everyone's like, that's got to be about Sabrina Carpenter and Joshua Bassett, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after she releases Driver's License, Sabrina Carpenter releases a song called Skin.
Okay.
Joshua Bassett releases a song called Lie, Lie, Lie. All in the same month.
Okay.
They're all kind of going at each other via song.
Wait, so what's Skin about? I've never heard it
so
before.
It's essentially like the chorus, it goes along the lines of like, you can try to get under my skin while he's on my skin.
Oh.
Those are the lyrics. I didn't make
the
that up.
The tea.
So it's essentially like, she's like, maybe we could have been friends if I met you in another life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you didn't mean it. She said maybe blonde was the only rhyme. Because in Driver's License, she says you're probably with that blonde girl.
Yeah.
So she's kind of being like, you can try to tear me apart because of this, but I'm not going to let you get under my skin.
Okay.
Essentially. Joshua Bassett releases the song Lie, 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 basically calling her a liar. However, that song he had released on Instagram, I believe, months before.
Okay,
so we're not
so
sure.
Not...
Also, same thing as Driver's License. She had released it months before. So who really knows?
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of people think it's a publicity stunt.
Okay.
Then she releases Deja Vu. She releases the album, Sour, which
skyrocketed her.
Yeah. It blew up. It's a great album. Then Joshua Bassett, about a while later, in November, and she released the album in May.
Mm-hmm.
He releases an EP, and it's three songs, Crisis, Secret, and Set Me Free. Mm-hmm. So Crisis is basically talking about, like, everything he went through.
Okay.
Because of that, and saying, like, my label, the first line is, like, my label told me not to waste a crisis, so here I am singing a song about what's happening to me, essentially. Mm-hmm. And he kind of says, like, don't you dare act like I didn't love you. Okay. I went through stuff, too, blah, blah, blah. Set Me Free is a lot more emotional. It's very good, but it's not as, you know, whatever. And then Secret is the most savage one, where he's, like, almost accusing her of cheating.
Oh.
Swore you only had a crush, told me you would cut him off. I should have seen it coming then. Your secret's safe with me and him and all of our friends. And then he said, one of the lyrics is, good for you, fooling everyone. So we would like to assume...
Savage.
...that it's about Olivia.
Okay.
Now, that was, like, almost a year ago now. It was mm-hmm. a while ago. 9 months ago. Now Sabrina Carpenter just released her album, Emails I Can't Send.
How recently? Like, she just
like
released
2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I haven't listened to the whole album. I only listened to a few songs. And a lot of the songs are not about this drama. I think she's over it. She's past it. However, the song that's blowing up is called Because I Liked a Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's basically talking about how people were tearing her apart just because she liked a boy.
Mm-hmm.
She even says, you know, dating boys with exes, blah, blah, blah. She says, when everything went down, we'd already broken up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the newest update. So most of this drama's over, but then she released this song, and it's like, whoa. And I Flashback. Feel bad. I feel bad. No one should be tearing anyone apart.
Let's no, all just... not at all. Let's all coexist.
Yeah. It's a lot of teenage drama, essentially. Yeah.
Well, how old are they? Are they our age?
Olivia Rodrigo is like 18. Joshua Bassett is 21.
Olivia Rodrigo is 19 years old. Joshua Bassett.
Joshua Bassett's 21. And Sabrina Carpenter's 23.
Okay.
So that's the other thing because, you know, Sabrina's older.
Yeah.
Oh, another lyric, and it was something about their ages. Yeah, I'm a rebound getting around stealing from the young.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just, like, crazy. I really am invested, but also I don't care, and I think they're all very dramatic.
Yeah, everyone wants to blow up everything.
Yeah, I think you could tell that Olivia learned a lot from Taylor Swift. She said that Taylor Swift is her idol, and you could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that both of them are extremely dramatic
mm-hmm.
for little to no reason. But
true.
I also really like their songs, so can't really complain too much about it.
I see.
I think that's the most pressing celebrity drama I know, and it's not even recent. It's just
yeah.
something that
I just remember this was like so big when it like happened.
Yeah,
I didn't look up anything. I was like, okay, Olivia Rodrigo.
I was invested because I watched the show, and mm-hmm. I also, when I was younger, watched Girl Meets World, which Sabrina Carpenter was in.
Oh, wow.
So I'm very familiar with the three, you know, people in the love triangle, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm so, I guess you could say, invested. I explained all of this to our coworker Stevie the other day.
What'd Stevie say?
Well, I don't know how it, I asked him if he heard Sabrina Carpenter's new song. And he was like, what's the deal with Olivia Rodrigo? I was like, let me tell you. And I basically recited everything I just told mm-hmm. you to him. But then we were in the studio, so
okay.
he listened to one of Olivia's songs, he listened to Sabrina's new song, he listened mm-hmm. to one of Joshua's songs, so he really got a full idea of what's going on.
Okay.
He agreed with me. It's dramatic.
Yeah.
But
it could have been a publicity stunt.
Yeah, it fully could have been. Now, I feel like it wasn't, because if it was a publicity stunt in, like, January of 2021, I don't mm-hmm. know why Sabrina would be releasing that song now.
Yeah.
And I also do feel bad for Joshua because he was literally hospitalized in the middle of all of this. His heart was, something was going on.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of wild. But I wish I had more recent celebrity drama to tell you.
I just, the most, like, recent thing, like, recent that was big was, like, Will Smith.
That was also so long ago, yeah. though. I feel like there's got to be more stuff going on. I'm just not.
Let's see.
I don't really pay too much attention.
I mind my own business.
Do you follow Taylor Swift?
Not really. Like, I'm not, like, her biggest fan, but I liked... What album was it?
I don't really listen to the entire albums. I just know the hit songs, if I'm being honest with you.
I don't know.
There was Folklore and Evermore, I believe. Well, the reason I'm asking you is because I think the best example of Taylor Swift influencing Olivia Rodrigo is the All Too Well short film. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay, so when she was younger, she was like 20.
Taylor?
Yes. Okay. She dated Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
And then they broke up, and she wrote the song All Too Well.
Okay.
But it was only like 4 minutes long.
Oh, wait, the All Too Well, like, it released like...
Yeah, in November.
And then there was a whole...
Or December, yeah.
Yeah. And then she released like everything like Taylor's version.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just to me the fact that she... all these years after breaking up with Jake Gyllenhaal, released this 10-minute version of the song and then made a short film starring Sadie Sink and Dylan O'Brien to go along with it is, I mean, you can't tell me that Olivia Rodrigo didn't see that and was like, yes, amazing. I need to be Taylor when I grow up. You could definitely see a lot of Taylor influences in Olivia.
Yeah.
And, you know, All Too Well, I like the song. The short film, I enjoyed watching it. But also, I just think it's so funny that it was... about her relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal when she was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, how old was Jake Gyllenhaal at the time?
He was old. I'll look him up. Jake Gyllenhaal age?
He's 41.
He's 41 and Taylor Swift is 32. So that would mean she was 20 and he was 29.
29? Oh, yeah, he's 41. Okay.
Yes. And then, because one of the lyrics is, it's supposed to be fun turning 21. So she must have then been 21. He was 30. Which, I have to say, the casting for the All Too Well short film was perfect.
Yes.
Because Dylan O'Brien is 30 and Sadie Sink is 20.
Okay, Sadie.
Yep, so good for them. I also really like both of them.
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien's one of my favorite people ever, and I think Sadie Sink is awesome. So good for them. Every time I listen to Olivia or Sabrina or Joshua songs, I really just get brought back to
that time period.
January of 2021. Which I can't believe was that long ago, but alas. So, next order of business.
Okay.
I just need to share that I'm going to Disney World next week, and I'm pretty pumped about it. And I wanted to know if you are a Disney goer, if you've ever been to Disney World, what your history is with the Walt Disney Company.
I've been to Disney once.
Okay.
And that was when I was in third grade.
Okay.
So, any recollection of it, I don't have.
You don't remember the trip?
I remember going on Tower of Terror.
Oh, that's my favorite ride.
And
I
that
love
was it.
Are you traumatized?
No, it was fine. It was fun. But I don't remember anything else. So, like, we work in a very, like, Disney office. So whenever people are, like, talking about it, I'm just like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, we do.
Because you're talking about, like, the places you were staying at, like, all the different resorts and stuff like that, I guess, right?
Yeah. We do live in a very Disney...
Yeah.
Not live. We work in a very Disney office.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of people here are Disney goers.
Yes.
I mean,
Disney goers.
Of course, Christina Kay is huge Disney fan.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick just went. Stu went recently.
Yeah.
Leanna's been.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie's been. I mean...
You love Disney, right?
I love it. I'm a member of a big Disney family.
Okay.
We go quite often, once a year probably. We're members of the Disney Vacation Club.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we go a lot. And I know that some people love Disney and some people don't. Some people hate it.
Yes.
And I guess I can understand their hatred, but I can't relate in the slightest. Are you a roller coaster person?
I love roller coasters.
Okay. Where do you go on roller coasters?
Like, my go-to place would be, like, Six Flags.
Which one?
Six Flags, it's Great Adventure, I think.
Is that New Jersey?
I think that's New Jersey, yes.
Yeah, I went there once.
Thoughts?
I don't really... Did we talk about this?
No.
How I got stranded at Six Flags?
No.
Oh, yeah. So, I did. So I went there just for a quick day trip, since we're on Long Island, driving to New Jersey. It's not too much of a hassle.
Not too bad.
So me, my sister, and my mom went with our friends, my friends Nicole, Emily, and Sean, and their mom, Karen. So we went in Karen's big minivan. We all fit in the car. We drive to New Jersey. Great. We go on a bunch of rides. I really don't remember much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was like 6 years ago, so I was maybe 15. I remember going on... What's the one that shoots you up? Is that King Ka? No, that's the wooden roller coaster. I've noted.
I went on that one that shoots you up to Six Flags.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We got there at the beginning of the day. We went on that one. I really don't remember anything else. I remember going on the Superman ride because they lay you down.
Oh, I saw that. I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah, but I don't even remember what the ride was like. I just remember going on it. So the reason that I don't remember... Yep, that's it.
Okay.
The reason I don't remember much of this trip is because we then promptly left at night. We were getting ready to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And our good friend Karen's car was not starting.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Calling AAA, calling all these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we're getting home that night. They couldn't jump the car. It wasn't working. The battery was dead.
Wow.
Could not be revived. So then we had to call a taxi to take us to a nearby hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We had to stay in a hotel overnight while we waited because my dad was working in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Karen's husband, Mike, was also working, so they couldn't come get us that night. So we stayed in the hotel, and then the next morning, the car was fixed because they took it to a place and got a new battery.
Perfect.
And then Mike also came and got some of us in a different car.
Oh, there we go.
All drove home. So I don't remember much of the day at Six Flags. I remember the night sitting in the parking lot when the car wasn't starting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to the hotel. We had nothing. We had no clothes to change into. Yeah. The lady pitied us, and she gave us some toothpaste.
Oh, there you go.
Luckily, you know, at least we could shower with the shampoo and the conditioner, but mm-hmm. we had to buy a toothbrush. We had to buy a stick of deodorant in the gift mm-hmm. shop. Clothing-wise, I don't even remember what we did. I think Karen might have had a t-shirt or a few sweatshirts in the car, so mm-hmm. we just, like, you know, slept in what we were wearing and changed into what we had. But I've been to two different Six Flags, and I've never had a good experience at one.
Oh, really?
You
went to the one here, and then did you go to the one in California, or?
No, the one in, I want to say Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Connecticut, somewhere
around there.
Somewhere in the Northeast. We went on our school music trip. So you go there, it's called Music in the Parks, and mm-hmm. you go to the parks, you do a little music competition, whatever.
Okay,
First day we get there. We do our music competition. We mm-hmm. play our little orchestra songs. And they're like, okay, we'll go to the park for a few hours, and then we have the awards show at night to see who won the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there. The buses ended up getting delayed.
No.
So we only had like 2 hours the first day. But not to worry, we were going to the park the second day.
Perfect.
So in the 2 hours we were there, we got on like two rides, and then we just walked around. We went and got dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then we did the award show. Okay, whatever. Could have went on more, but, you know, we were hungry. We needed to eat. Done. Next day, it is pouring. The forecast says it's going to rain and lightning and thunder all day.
That's terrible.
So our orchestra and our band teachers said, you know what? You're not going to get on anything. It's not worth it. We're just going to leave and we're going to go home. So we went home.
No.
So I went on a whole trip there and got on two rides.
And that was it.
Yeah, and then they gave us, like, vouchers to go back, but I wasn't going to drive all the way back.
To, like, Massachusetts.
Yeah, so, because at that time, I couldn't even drive. I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah.
So,
it was just, like, a voucher just for you yourself, right?
Yeah, every person in the band and orchestra got a voucher.
Okay.
So we were going to go back, but it's just a whole hassle when you're that young.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone to drive you and blah, 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 blah.
Yes, too much.
Yeah.
I understand. I'm sorry for that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I kind of don't care for Six Flags.
Okay.
I feel like I need to have a redeeming mm-hmm. experience there, but I just haven't
yet. Yeah, both of your experiences were just, like, terrible.
Yep.
Yeah, so, like, I would definitely go to Disney. I'm just, like, meh. Also, like, I'm not, like, a huge, super, like, big Disney fan. Like, I'll enjoy it. Like, I'll enjoy, like, the movies and stuff like that. I'm not a Christina-level fan.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I mean, if you're not a huge fan of the Disney movies and mm-hmm. stuff, and you really just would go on the roller coasters, then you're better off going to a Six Flags, a Hershey Park, a Busch Gardens.
I used to go to Hershey Park
even
all
Universal.
The time. Yeah.
But Disney is just a whole experience, you know?
I think I would
There's some roller coasters, and they're good, but
I think I would also go for, like, the food.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even get me started on the food.
It sounds so good. I feel like we always, like, go to talking about food.
Yeah, it's, I think, our podcast's personality trait.
Yes, it's food. So good. What is it? I really want to try the beignets.
Mm.
They look so good. I see them, like, on TikTok, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Gotta try that.
The thing that something I love about Disney is mm-hmm. because my family goes a lot, so we don't worry about getting on every ride every time.
Yeah.
We're like, you know what? We've been on them before. If we don't get on a ride, it's fine. Something we love to do, though,
mm-hmm.
is Epcot does two different festivals throughout the year.
Okay.
There's the Flower and Garden Festival in the spring and the Food and Wine Festival in the fall.
Okay.
Food and Wine Festival started a couple weeks ago. And what they do is they set up booths all throughout the World Showcase, because mm-hmm. Epcot has like the 11 countries around the lake. And they set up little booths where you can get little food items that are related to the country you're in, and drinks related to the food you're
so cute.
Like the country you're in. So Food and Wine Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty cheap, and they're just like little appetizer sizes. They're just like little bite-sized things, so you can get a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so my family goes, and every night after we go on our rides in the parks, we head over to Epcot,
there
and we
go.
Just get snacks and, you know, drinks at the Food and Wine Festival. And I love that. I think it's such a fun thing to do.
That sounds so good. Do you know who Swoozie is?
Who?
Swoozie.
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
So he's like an OG YouTuber back in the day. He would like animate, but there's a video and it's, he used to work at Disney.
Oh.
So it's like Confessions of a Disney Employee. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, he worked there when he was like 16. So he was just like a teenager. It was just a job to him, blah, blah. So when he was there, he really didn't like his managers. Like, he had five managers and they would like rotate. And for some reason, like, four of them just did not like him.
Perfect.
One of them loved him. But anyways, so you know how you can rent out the Disney park, like, at night?
Yes.
So,
for a boatload of money.
Yeah. So one night, the park is being rented out, and then one of the managers comes up to him, and he's about to go, like, clock out and go home. They're like, hey, we need you to come here and stand here and, like, keep watch. This way, like, if anybody comes your way, just send them back to, like, where they should be so they don't get lost. And they wanted him to stand there for 3 hours.
Perfect.
So he was like, no. So he was there for like a little bit, and then eventually he left. But then he was like passing through like the party, and there's just like free food going out because it's just the whole party. You're not paying like individually. It's all taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, I want food. But he couldn't like really blend in because it was all a bunch of like older people. So he leaves. 2 months later, there's another party thing, but it's teenagers this time. So after his shift, he clocks out, he puts on, like, a red Nike shirt, goes to the party, and he's, like, blending in, and he's just eating so much food.
Oh, I love that for
him. So much food. He doesn't get caught, he's, like, blending, and he goes on a bunch of the rides.
Wow.
Leaves, doesn't get caught, and then a few months later, he eventually quits. But I was just like, imagine.
A little sidetrack off of that is, imagine being a teenager and having the entire Disney park rented out for you.
Yeah. That sounds insane.
That's gotta be, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Definitely,
right?
Like, I don't, how much does it cost? How much?
It's gotta be a lot of money. I don't
rent.
Do you know what park it was?
I have no idea. I don't think he said. I just
private
know.
After hours wedding in Magic Kingdom packages start at $180,000.
No,
that's
way.
For a wedding. I don't know if that's worth it for me. Well, it depends. I mean, I guess if you're a billionaire, $180,000 is like pocket change to you.
Nothing.
If I won the Mega Millions, the one that was like $1 billion or whatever.
Yeah.
And so let's just say after taxes, you're taking home $600 million.
Yeah, 600.
Then I'd do it for a night and I'd invite all my friends and family and it would be great. But
yeah, that sounds. I'm just thinking about the food. I'm not even thinking about the rides at this point. It's like.
Then why don't you just hire a private chef?
Honestly, I should. I should just cook it myself. That would save me so much money.
Although, the food in Disney is really, really good. They do everything well.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Are you comparing
them
to
like
Apple?
Just like Apple.
I knew it.
Yep. I feel that the Walt Disney Company has everything down to a science.
Okay, true.
They know what they need to do, and they do it. And that's all I can say.
I see.
I had in Epcot during the Flower and Garden Festival, or Food and Wine. I don't really know which one it was. They had a little stand called the Donut Box.
Okay.
So, it was called the Donut Box, and it was there at the 2021 Food and Wine Festival. And it was a crispy chicken on a sriracha glazed donut.
Oh.
So, it was like a glazed donut. It had a sweet sauce on it and then like a sriracha mayo. Then it was fried chicken with a little coleslaw on it. It was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my entire life.
That sounds so good. Actually, I'm so hungry right now.
The things I would do to have that again, but they don't keep the same menu every year. They switch it up every year. I would pay so much money to have another one of those. It was so good. It was delicious. It was a little messy. as you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really excited to see what they have this year.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it on a blog.
Are you looking at Food and Wine Festival Menu 2022?
No.
There's a new one this year. So, something about me is my favorite food is nachos.
Okay.
My second favorite food is any kind of loaded potato.
Yes.
Whether that be loaded french fries, whether those be Parmesan garlic fries, whether that be a potato skin. I'm not picky.
Anything.
So, there's a new place at the Food and Wine Festival this year called the Fry Basket. It took over the donut box. It used to be the donut box. Now this booth is the Fry Basket.
Okay.
You could get a french fry flight. Three different kinds of french fries in a flight. Like a wine flight, but french fries. And I can't wait. I can't even explain how excited I am. It's sea salt and malt vinegar fries.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue bacon fries with smoked aioli. Sweet potato casserole fries with candied pecans, toasted marshmallow cream, and caramel whiskey.
Ooh.
You could get adobo yuca fries with garlic cilantro aioli.
This lineup is insane.
Doesn't that sound so good? So every booth, you can get a little snack and a drink if you so choose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited!
Do they change the countries, or it's the same countries every year?
Okay, so Epcot is countries, no matter what.
Okay.
So they have the 11 countries, and they have rides in the countries. Like, they are fully established.
Okay.
Excuse me. So let's see if I can name them. There's 11. Mexico, Canada, the UK, France, Norway, China, Japan, Italy, Morocco, America, and did I say France? I did.
Yes.
What am I forgetting?
Germany? Is that one or no?
Yes, Germany.
Well, I'm looking at the fry basket.
I keep forgetting. I keep confusing Norway and Germany. Mm-hmm. So those are fully established. They have gift shops, they have rides, they have restaurants in them. The World Showcase is there all the time.
Okay.
And so even when the Food and Wine Festival isn't going on, you can walk around and you can get food at the different places, but they don't have those little stands.
Okay.
They set them up right at the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also add stands for other countries.
Oh, okay.
So there's usually like a Hawaii one where you can get more like of a tropical thing. I've gotten a coconut shrimp there before and stuff like that.
Okay.
So this year they have an Australia stand, a Belgium stand, a Brazilian stand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all in addition to the countries they already have. Spain. They have one called the Noodle Exchange. Kenya, Ireland, India, Greece.
They got it all. Oh my gosh.
There's one called the Swanky Saucy Swine.
What is that?
I'll tell you right now. So at this place, it's getting bad reviews.
Uh-oh.
You hate to see that. The menu offers crispy barbecued pork rinds with pimento cheese, soy glazed sticky ribs with green onions and peanuts, which I would order, or grilled pork shoulder lettuce wrap with charred corn salsa, pickled red onion, and cilantro lime crema, which sounds good to me, but I should probably start reading reviews now so that I'm ready when I go and I know what to order.
This way you're not waiting.
Yeah. There's no time to waste.
Yeah.
It's snack, next country, snack. Next country, snack. Next country, snack, and a ride. Next country, snack. And you just go, go, go. And you're stuffed.
Always on the run.
You're stuffed by the end of it. And you don't need to eat any meals.
Yeah.
You just...
At least you won't be yawning.
See, I haven't been yawning the second half of this. Yes. I think it's because my energy...
You're so passionate.
I'm really passionate. My energy is building up. I'm thinking about how much I'm going to be walking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's an interesting... Now I'm aware of my yawning, so I think I'm going to have to really pay attention. Maybe I'll start a log. I'm never going to do that.
No, you're not.
Let's be real.
That's excessive at that point.
Okay. Well, it could have been a good idea.
Yeah.
So true. The funny thing about us is that we're at 44 minutes.
Actually?
And I feel like we've talked about absolutely nothing, but also everything.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Is there anything else? See, look, now the yawning is coming
back. You've lost the passion.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So,
do you have anything else you need to contribute to this week?
Not for this week.
I feel like, I don't know. This was quite the week.
It was. I don't even know what happened. I'm just like, whoa.
You know what the sad news is?
What?
Is that we're not going to be doing any more podcasts after I get back from Disney. So I won't be able to tell our listeners all about the great foods I ate.
I'm not going to see you.
You're not going to see me.
When you get back from Disney, this is the last day I'm seeing you.
Yeah. So
this is so sad, but we'll talk about it in our
sadly
in our bonus episode.
Yeah, but the saddest news is that all of our lovely dear listeners will not
fans,
get to hear
yes.
my reaction on the Fry flight. But I'll spoil you right now. I'll tell you it's going to be great, and I know I'm going to love it and maybe even get it twice.
There you go.
I'll say that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, if anyone's going to be in Disney, you let me know. We can meet up and eat some French fry flights together.
You'll sign a few autographs.
Yeah, I'll sign a few autographs for my fans.
There you go.
I could start a little area like the characters do,
mm-hmm.
where you could do a photo op with me, and I could sign your autograph book, and people can form a line.
There you go.
Just like if you wanted to meet Elsa, but it's me. I think that would be a hit. Imagine
would
I
it?
Just start doing that in the middle of, like, Epcot.
I think people just start lining up, but they have absolutely no idea who you are.
If I put on a dress and, like, a tiara,
mm-hmm.
people would. I would never do that.
Respect.
My Disney World attire is shorts and tank tops and my Tevas.
Mm-hmm. Tevas.
I'm not there to look good.
Yes.
I am there to be comfortable. I'm there to stay cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Tevas sandals have been a new addition to my Disney outfit because in the summer it rains a lot. And if you wear your Tevas, your socks aren't getting wet because there's no socks.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable, like, Adidas shorts. Disney World-themed tank top, if I have one. Fanny pack.
There you go.
Poncho in the fanny pack,
mm-hmm.
so I'm ready in
just
case
in case.
Of rain. Yep, I've got it down to a science, really.
You're a pro. You're
I'm a
pro.
Disney pro, and if anyone needs any tips, you let me know. You reach out, and you like, subscribe, leave a comment below.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's possible on podcast sites.
You can follow us. You can follow our podcast.
You should. I recommend
yes.
it.
Yes. Leave us a good review, everybody, please.
Thanks.
All right. So I guess
Anyways,
that's it for episode 9.
We've got one more, folks.
And that's it.
And that's it. Sadly. We will miss you all dearly.
We
and
will.
I hope you will miss us as well.
All right.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Sayonara.